This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds took to the streets of Dawei in southeast Myanmar Monday to continue to protest last month's military coup. Large protests have occurred daily across many cities and towns since the February 1st takeover, and security forces have responded with ever greater use of lethal force and mass arrest. At least 18 protesters were shot and killed on February 28, 38 on Wednesday, according to the UN Human Rights Office. The Independent Assistance Association for Political Prisoners said more than 1,500 have been arrested. Australia has suspended its defense cooperation with Myanmar and is redirecting humanitarian aid because of the Southeast Asian nation's military takeover of the government and the ongoing detention of an Australian citizen. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne said Monday that the Australian diplomats only had access to economic policy advisor Sean Turnell twice since he was detained in early February. She described the access as a small amount of consular support. Australia announced late Sunday it had suspended a defense training program with Myanmar worth about $1.5 million Australian dollars over 5 years. Equatorial Guinea authorities say a series of explosions at a military barracks in the there killed at least 20 people, wounded at least 600 others. The president said in a statement that the explosion was due to the negligent handling of dynamite in the military barracks located in the neighborhood of Mandong in Bata. The defense ministry released a statement late Sunday saying that a fire in a weapons depot in the barracks caused the explosion of high-caliber ammunition. More at VOANews.com.